transit least squares survey IV. Earth-like transients planets expected from the Plato mission, by René Heller et al. In its long-duration observation phase, the Plato satellite will observe two non-overlapping fields for a total of 4 years. The exact duration of each pointing will be determined 2 years before launch. Previous estimates of Plato's yield of Earth-sized planets in the habitable zones, HZs, around solar-type stars ranged between 6 and 280. We use the Plato Solar-like Light Curve Simulator, PSLS, to simulate light curves with transients planets around bright, MV greater than 11, sun-like stars at a cadence of 25s, roughly representative of the greater than 15,000 targets in Plato's high-priority P1 sample, mostly F5K7 dwarfs and sub-dwarfs. Our study includes light curves generated from synchronous observations of 6, 12, 18, and 24 of Plato's 12 cm aperture cameras over both 2 years and 3 years of continuous observations. Automated detrending is done with the Woten software and post-detrending transit detection is performed with the transit least squares, TLS, algorithm. We scale the true positive rates, TPRs, with the expected number of stars in the P1 sample and with modern estimates of the exoplanet occurrence rates and predict the detection of planets with 0.5 re. This was Transit Least Squares Survey IV. Earth-like transients planets expected from the Plato mission, by René Heller et al.